This is Wade Ransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Arkansas Secretary of State incompetently sought to disenfranchise numerous ex-felons with restored rights and random citizens by sending out a faulty list to county election officials for removal from the voting ranks. Many counties are finding that more than half of the list sent was in error. Facebook has made little to no progress in diversifying its workforce. Blacks were the same 2% as 2 years ago. Hispanics were the same 4% as 2 years ago. Women went from 31% in 2014 to 33%. Mortgage loans to black borrowers have dropped to 5% in 2014 compared to 7% in 2004 before the housing implosion and tightened credit standards. New Jersey have been battling for years to collect $30 million in long overdue taxes owed by the casinos founded by Trump. But under Governor Chris Christie, the state agreed to accept just $5 million. A study found the number of women in local jails in the U.S. was almost 14 times what it was in the 1970s, a far higher growth rate than for men. Released on websites this week by a group calling itself the Shadow Brokers of what appears to be a top-secret computer code that the National Security Agency has used to break into the networks of foreign governments and other espionage targets, has caused deep concern within American intelligence agencies, raising the question of whether America's own elite operatives have been hacked and their methods revealed. The Navajo Nation filed a lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency and several corporations saying that poisoned water that flowed from a punctured Colorado mine last year disrupted hundreds of lives near a critical watershed and cost the nation $2 million for water testing. Debt restructuring for $72 billion for Puerto Rico has many demanding self-determination or independence again, arguing they are now little more than a colony. The Working Family Party, with a 68% vote of its membership, endorsed Hillary Clinton. WFP had been a strong supporter of Senator Sanders. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.